Now, the Lord Jesus has no word of commendation for this church. All is condemnation. And even the works here are not good works. They're evil works. And the church was neither cold nor hot. Now, that had a background and a local meaning in that day. In Thyatira, they were down in very much of a plain, although it's quite hilly there. It's in a great valley. And the Phrygian mountains that are in the distance to the east, and in fact, it's at the gates of Phrygia. Both the Laodicea and Colossae are in that unusual location. And between Laodicea and going on up to the Phrygian mountains, there was in this valley a great temple. And it was the temple, Anatolian temple, of the Phrygian god Menkaure, or the Korean man. This was actually the primitive god of that area. But the temple that was built there was the very center of all society and of the administration and of trade and also, of course, of religion. And it was a very primitive religion there, and they had a great market there. And here was where strangers came. They came from everywhere, and they came and traded in this great market. It is something these people apparently always engaged in. I suppose that great market in Istanbul today is very similar to it. And then also it was a place where they had a great medical school. Now, of course, again, this was very primitive and actually very heathen. And here is where they developed what is known in the Roman world as Phrygian powder. It was for the ears and for the eyes because they used that chemical that they took out of the hills there. It's an unusual type of clay, and they put with it spice nard, and it was sold all over the Roman Empire. This was a very wealthy place. Now, being down in the valley, they had difficulty getting water in Laodicea. And I've stood right there in the ruins, and I've looked toward the south to those mountains that are there, those Phrygian mountains, and some of them are very high. And I've been there around the 1st of June, and there's still an abundance of snow upon top of those mountains. The Laodiceans built an aqueduct to bring that cold water down from the mountains and bring it into Laodicea. They needed the water. Now, that water left up in the mountains, it was ice cold. By the time it made all that trip down the mountain and it got to Laodicea, it was lukewarm. And lukewarm water's not very good. Now, down the valley, actually down where this river here joins the Meander River, why, there is a hot springs. And the springs are so hot, the steam that comes out, that the Turkish government has kept it, and they're using that today, and I understand intend to use it more and more because of the fact that it's there in abundance. Well, this is the hottest water you can imagine. A lot of it is just steam. Well, when they got this hot water and they took it up to Laodicea, time it got there, it was no longer hot water. It was lukewarm water. So when the Lord Jesus says to this church, "You're neither cold nor hot," they knew exactly what he was talking about, and they were lukewarm. And they'd been drinking lukewarm water for years. Came out of the mountains ice cold. It came from these springs down near the Meander River, red hot. By the time they got it, whether hot or cold, it was lukewarm to them. And it was sickening. That is a sickening water. Even today, we like to put a little ice in our water. Or many folk drink hot water. But lukewarm water is just not good, friends. And the Lord Jesus said that this church was neither cold nor hot, and he'd spew it out of his mouth. Now, that cold church actually means that it was a church that had denied everything, and it was given over to a formality, and it was carrying on an active opposition to the Word of God and to the gospel of Christ. It opposed it. And you find that today in liberalism, that they are in active opposition to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Then there was the hot, and that speaks of those with real spiritual fervent passion. That was like the Christians of Ephesus, who were even then getting away from their best love. Oh, the Spirit of God had brought them to a high pitch in their personal relationship to Christ. But this church was not hot either. It wasn't cold and it wasn't hot, just lukewarm. And between those positions of hot and cold, you have this lukewarm state. And I would say that that is a picture of many, many churches today, the great denominations that have departed from the faith. There are many churches in these denominations and out of them also. They attempt to maintain a middle-of-the-road position. They do not want to come out just flat-footed for the Word of God and for the great doctrines of the Christian faith. But at the same time, they don't want to be known as a liberal church. So they play footsie with both groups. I know certain ministers that do that. I have broken fellowship with quite a few men that are extremists in both directions. Some that have become extreme fundamentalists, some become extreme liberals, and many of these men attempt to play both sides of the street. And that is a condition that's impossible. That's the thing that makes the Lord Jesus Christ sick. He very frankly says he'll spew them out of his mouth. Now, this, to my judgment, this middle-of-the-road position is the worst kind of hypocrisy that there is, having a name that they live, but they're dead, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. And that is what Protestantism actually assumed, that position that they believed all these great doctrines. And the creeds of all of the great churches are wonderful creeds. The Westminster Confession of Faith, largely repudiated by the church that owned it for years. And then the Heidelberg Confession is a marvelous confession. And you look at the confession of these other churches, their creeds, wonderful creeds. Well, who's following them? Who believes them today? And they have a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. They have a name that they live, but they are dead. They are neither hot nor cold. They're lukewarm. And this is a frightful picture that's presented.